98.1 KZE, MK with you in the studio, and delighted to welcome for, well, not your first visit to this building, but your first visit to the AIR studio, Jillian and Masha from Thrift to Fight in Tivoli. Welcome.
Thank you. We're so happy to be here.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like we got to address the elephant in the room, which is that, Jillian, I was your wedding DJ.
Yes, you were, and you were so good. I've given your name out to so many people since then. So.
Much appreciated, yeah. I remember it being really fun. Full Moon, one of my favorite venues.
Such a good spot. Mm-hmm. I know, so many good memories. I wish that I had a budget where I could just like do that every year, because that
I had the same
good
exact
way to bring people together.
The morning after my wedding, I like walked down, I stayed on site, and I like walked back to like the site of the reception to like find my bouquet and stuff. Yeah. And I was like standing there like, oh man, that was so fun. I can't wait to do it again. Oh.
I have to say, as a guest who didn't have to prepare for the wedding and also didn't have to DJ, I had a fantastic time dancing and relaxing the whole time.
You gave a speech, though, if I recall correctly.
Oh, never mind. Yes, I was really stressed out about that.
You killed it. True. Knocked it out of the park. But we're here to talk about Thrift to Fight, which is, obviously, it is a thrift store. It is in Tivoli. It is also a community space, and it's a really amazing business model where you guys are actively using your shop to support amazing causes in the community. So would you like to just kind of start by telling me the story of how it all came together?
Yeah, absolutely. So we started in the summer of 2020 by just wanting to raise money for local racial justice organizations. And a lot of people wanted to find community. A lot of people wanted to see each other's faces and really do something that felt like it was really important to them and to the broader, you know, society. And it's not much different right now in 2026. I feel like this is what we're seeing the most. People coming into the store looking for not just clothes and not just to buy something that's a little more sustainable than buying new stuff, but also to see each other's faces, to find action items, to find which organizations to support. Right now, we are raising money for Ulster Rapid Response, which is an incredible organization across the river that do immigrant support, and specifically, they respond to ICE raids, which is really, really awesome and so rare to see such an incredible organizing force. So we're supporting them now.
Yeah. You know, I think something that a lot of us have experienced, and unfortunately it is not exclusive to 2026, but certainly it's come up a lot in 2026, is the desire to do something, to help in some way, to take action, and not really knowing where to start with that. I think one thing that you guys have done is create a really easy, accessible way for people to help and to do good.
Yeah. For us, it started, as Masha mentioned, in 2020, when we didn't have a ton of money that we could just donate. I was in school at the time, and so what we looked to and found was that we just had a ton of clothes that we weren't wearing that we could do something with and sell. And it turns out so many other people, especially in the Hudson Valley, people are very stylish. They have a lot of cool stuff to donate. And so we started amassing this huge collection of clothing to raise, help raise funds for local organizations. And I think there's so many entry points now with Thrift to Fight, where people come and volunteer, people come participate in events that we do. And we're also really thrilled and honored to be connectors of introducing people to organizations that they can get more involved in as well.
And it gets to a point where we can put out a call at any moment. For example, there was a 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, there were a lot of people who were displaced by Eric Adams at the time from New York City and brought to this area, and they needed work wear, work shoes. And we didn't have a lot of work shoes in the store because we don't really control what's being donated.
Sure.
But we could post on Instagram and we could say, hey guys, this is what we need. These are the sizes. These are the types of shoes. And 3 days later, we had a full car of shoes, some of them brand new, and we brought them to the center, and it was really helpful.
Yeah, the community came through.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. You said you do events. What kind of events are going on at Thrift to Fight?
I'm really excited for the one we're doing this Sunday from 1 to 4 at our store. It's a needle felting workshop, so we get to see so many amazing things. We've sold so many wool sweaters this year, and we've gotten some in that have small amounts of damage on them, like a hole here or there. And so we're teaching this workshop where people can adopt a sweater or bring in something that they love that currently needs some repair, and learn how to add embellishments to it and repair it all through needle felting.
Oh, cool. Okay, so when I think of needle felting, I'm aware, my mom was trying this for a while, like making little like animals.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know you could also use it to like fix clothes and embellish clothes. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. And it is just like, it's a creative thing, but it's just like you're stabbing you know, a sweater repeatedly.
Probably a little bit cathartic.
It is. It is. I think we need that.
Yeah, it's amazing. And this incredible artist, Caitlin Harris, a local artist who made our logo, is going to be teaching the workshop. So if you're interested, there's still time to get tickets. It's a very small capacity, but I think we still have like 5 or 6 tickets left. So on our Instagram at thrift2fight or on our website, thrift2fight.com, you can find our Instagram. And then you can get tickets.
Yeah. At any point. Awesome. Let's talk about thrifting in general. It's something that I've always really loved. As I told you off air, I'm trying to pare down my wardrobe and I'm trying to really be like thoughtful about what's in it and go for pieces that are going to last me a really long time. And I think that's what's one of the things that's really cool about thrifting. What got you both interested in it?
I've been thrifting since I was a kid. I think it was a fun way of, using babysitting money with like fellow middle schoolers, you know, and finding really interesting pieces and knowing that everybody in a group could all find something that felt like them. So that was really fun. So I've been doing it for a long time, but I also just appreciate how spoiled I can be with the quality of things that I can get.
Yes.
You know, I'm wearing one of my favorite thrifted items right now, which is my like vintage Fry boots, campus boots. And I've already gotten them resold because I know that I want them to continue to last.
And they look brand new. Yeah.
Yeah. And we actually just yesterday sold another pair that someone had brought in that were also like from the 70s. So it's really cool to get to watch people discover items that then they'll, I mean, the person who bought them was like, I'm going to give these to my children one day.
Yeah. So, like literally.
Yeah. It's so sweet. Yeah.
I shopped with my mom a lot when I was a kid, and it was always by weight. So we would just like grab whatever in the stores, and shopping, thrift shopping in Belarus was a very different experience. I think it's becoming more mainstream now, but in the past, it was just very like you went there out of need, and my mom would style me incredibly. And so a great callback to that at the store right now is our $8 room, which in the first week of the month, we have an entire room that basically has clothing and accessories that start at $8 the first week, and then they go down to $6 the next week, and then to $4 the week after.
Oh, cool.
And then the last week of the month, it's $2, and the last Sunday of the month, it's completely free.
Oh my gosh.
And after that, we restock it, and it becomes $8 again.
That's such a good way to like keep things turning over, too.
Yeah, it's been really fun, and people really appreciate it, and you know, people are separated in these categories where either they want the best bargain and so they come in the last week, or they want the most choice and they come in during the first week.
We've seen students who are doing like school project films and stuff come in and outfit their entire cast for like $20 or something. So it's really cool to see how things get used from there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think there's such a, as you said, it's kind of a very stylish area that we live in. Maybe it's the abundance of colleges, maybe it's the abundance of the arts community, whatever it is. But I think something that people around here appreciate is not following trends so much as just kind of cultivating a personal style. And I think thrifting is such an amazing way to do that without spending millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And also, you know, we talked a little bit about sustainability, or I mentioned it at the top of the interview. It's one of the biggest things is reusing things as opposed to dumping it in a landfill or, you know, supporting fast fashion companies. Have you kind of looked into the fast fashion industry, and do you have any like statistics or numbers on kind of the turnover of garbage clothes, as it were?
Yeah, well, I would just say that there's more than enough clothing for everyone in this generation and the next.
Yeah.
Many more than that, even, I would say.
Yeah.
And so much clothing now is being made out of plastic, whether it says polyester on the label or something else. It's all plastic, which means it's going to outlast us on this planet, which is so, you know, eerie to think about. So one of the things with, you know, looking at like vintage clothes or just shopping secondhand, regardless, is that you're extending the life of things that are already here.
Yeah.
From the statistics that we learned when we were just starting the business, I remember that the textile industry contributes more pollution to the world than the transportation industry.
Wow.
Which is kind of insane.
Yikes.
Yeah. No, it's really, really awful. And every day something else new and plasticky turns out. And I don't like to be wearing a plastic bag.
No.
So.
Nor I.
And the other thing is we talk about sustainability when we think about fast fashion, but also it's important to think about like the garment workers who are making so many of the items. And I think that in the United States, we feel, you know, so many people do not have their needs met and do not have enough money to get all of their essentials. And but we also think that like we're owed a $5 t-shirt, like new shirt. Mm-hmm. And it's a really complicated dynamic thinking about affordability and what we should be able to get as a consumer. And it's just impossible to create something that as cheap as what we're seeing in so many stores without exploiting someone.
Yes.
And it's both exploiting individuals and the environment.
Yeah. And ultimately the consumer, because what you're getting is essentially a single use garment.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, I've been guilty of that in the past. And that was kind of why I pledged to myself a few years ago to stop doing this of, you know, oh, I have this like party I'm going to this weekend. I don't have anything. Let me run to like, you know, the at the time it was the Rainbow in the Kingston Plaza. Yeah,
I remember that one.
Uh-huh. Yep. And like buy some little piece of junk and wear it once. And then it goes in the closet. And next time you put it on, it like looks weird because it got all stretched out or whatever. And like, yeah, like that's not good for the environment, for the people who made that thing, for me and my wallet. Like mm-hmm. I would rather go to Thriftify and find a really cool piece that will last me a really long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole time it's shedding microplastics.
Yes.
It's also important to remember that a lot of much fancier brands and very expensive designers use the same exact factories mm-hmm. and they hire the same exact garment workers and they are just selling it for a higher price.
Right.
So you're not even guaranteed to come out with something that was sustainable or kind to the humans that created it. At a $100 or $300 price point.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's, if we can kind of shed that whole like label mindset of like, oh, I need to be wearing this thing that was made by this brand because people need to know. It's just like, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it can be liberating. I mean, it's really fun at Thriftify getting to see who's bringing stuff in. And then like, getting to see so many of our customers and getting to know them, I now can watch someone walk in the store and already know like what item they're about to find.
Oh my gosh.
And it's so sweet because sometimes it's like, you know, this like gentleman in his 70s who will bring in, you know, his like pattern sweater collection. And then it's like a freshman Bard student who's like, this is me.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, they're going to wear it for however long and then they'll donate it. And maybe it'll go to a mending workshop one day and then it'll be someone else's.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. Do you ever have the temptation to like kind of fairy godmother your way around the shop and be like, look, you're looking for this piece?
Yes, we absolutely do that. I think our manager, Finn, is the best at this. He's just so familiar with everything that we have in the store and has gotten so familiar with the customers as well. And I oftentimes will come in after my lunch break and see him somewhere in the farthest corner doing matchmaking services.
It's true.
It's pretty fantastic. It's and true. Jillian is very good at finding jeans. We have an entire jean tower that is measured now, so waist and inseam. So you can come into the thrift store, measure yourself, and then go directly to the actual size
oh my gosh.
That you are, which
because
is
as
so
we all
rare.
Know, jeans are not standardized in sizing.
Not
even
at
a little
all.
Bit.
Yeah,
not
even within the same brand or like the same year, it's all different. So we try to make pants shopping something that feels like, I don't know, achievable for people. And being able to try a bunch of different brands all in one place also means you're more likely to find a cut that works for you.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Don't hesitate to come in and ask for what you're looking for because we often have extra stock in the back we can bring out for you and we're ready to, you know, dive into pants shopping with you anytime
awesome.
You need.
It's Thrift to Fight in Tivoli. That's Thrift with the numeral 2, Fight in Tivoli. Did I hear something about a pink door?
Yes, hot pink door. You hot can't miss door. It. You drive into Tivoli. It's your first store on your left. We're only closed on Tuesdays. And you'll always find us there between 12 and 6. But we do have extended hours on Saturday and Sunday. And also Friday. So look
right.
us up at thriftify.com.
And many events going on. Next one this Sunday, needle felting for fun and pleasure.
Indeed.
Masha, Jillian, thank you guys so much for coming in. And thank you for being part of Fashion Month here on KZE.
Thank you,
so
MK.
Much. It was such a pleasure.
We have a song queued up. This was Masha's pick. Do you want to set this one up for us a little bit?
Yes, this song is a great workout song, but also a song that picks me up any time in the afternoon when I'm feeling a little drowsy and not wanting to do any work. Enjoy.
Is it time to lead or is it time to die? Time to raise hell or walk on by? Is there anybody out there that's paying attention? Yeah, yeah. Is it time to speak up or time for silence? Time for peace or is it time for violence? Is there anybody out there that's paying attention? Yeah, yeah. Tell me what you're trying to hide and what you're running from inside. Cause I got a surprise. We might not make it to the morning. clarity. I got a skeleton under the floorboard. I got a secret I need you to keep. Run away, you have been forewarned. I don't wanna go off in the deep. If we don't do something, we'll be stuck up in the mud again. Don't wanna mess it up, cause I want everything I need from you. I got a feeling when they're walking on the ceiling that the people need a healing and then all. Tell me what you trying to hide and what you running from inside. Cause I got a surprise, we might not make it to the morning. So go on and tell me now. Do you have enough love in your heart to go and get your hands dirty? It isn't that much, but it's a good start. So go and get your hands dirty. Do you love your neighbor? Is it in your nature? Do you love a sunset? Aren't you fed up yet? Do you have enough love in your heart to go and get your hands dirty? Is there anybody out there that's paying attention? Is there anybody out there that's paying attention? Is there anybody out there that's paying attention? Is there anybody out there? So go on and tell me now. Get your hands dirty.